and yawn. That's pretty much all we have to say about
Happy Monday morning.
Yes, it's Monday here at the DragonCon Late Show. Congratulations to those of you who have survived.
Unlike the lights that we were supposed to have.
Yes.
If you look dim, it's not just the sun.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're just going to keep the lights low today because we know that it's going to seem really bright when we all go outside after we check out of our hotel rooms. So we're just going to do that a little low key for everybody. That's nice. My name is Brian Richardson, and welcome to the final edition of The Late Show for DragonCon 2010. Today is Monday, if you haven't remembered that, which means pack up your stuff and go home. To my left,
Allie Pelfrey.
And to Allie's left,
Stephen Grenade.
All right, so let's run down the what's going on here. We're going to go over the small amount of additions, replacements, cancellations, et cetera, for today, so you can plan your day accordingly. And then we're also going to talk about things that we just had a great time doing at this year's Dragon Con, come up with some tips for people on their way out the door, and then hopefully get you back into the real world as quickly as possible. We'll make the transition smooth. I think today's first cancellation is Brian Richardson will not be appearing on the Dragon Con. Wait, what?
Oh, you've been replaced. We've replaced you with the puppet.
I wasn't supposed to even be here.
You have been replaced by the puppet.
We're talking to the Twilight people. Okay. Let's get into the schedule changes first, actually. Allie works with our Daily Dragon staff, and a Daily Dragon has prepared yet another Daily Dragon. Ooh, today's color, purple.
It sort of runs through the rainbow. It starts out in sort of the red end, and by now we're into the blue and purple.
Why are there so many reams of rainbow paper? And why is it printed on both sides? Allie, could you go through the schedule changes, starting with additions for Monday?
New addition, Richard Hatch and Derek Conley will be on web-based media Monday, 10 a.m., A704 in the Marriott.
Peter David will be on An Hour with Peter David. That's happening today at 4 p.m. in Athens, and that's a room in the Sheraton and not actually the city. Just confusion, that might be a bit of a drive, and then
UGA
you have to come
fans.
Back and repay for parking.
What are you doing here? Hollywood North discusses the production that has been moved to Vancouver. A lot of shows like the Stargate. I think there's some Stargate fans in the audience. Michael Shanks and Mark Shepard and Elena Huffman. Mark Shepard was just added to this panel, which is, oddly enough, Monday, 10 a.m., Centennial 2-3. In other words, right here in like an hour. Okay.
So come on down.
And they knew it was
yeah,
happening
the audience
because
isn't here
they read
see
the Daily
us,
Dragon. They got here early. For
I could be Mark Shepard for you.
Yay.
Where's the hair?
I can grow hair. I'm just working hard at it.
Okay, Graham Hancock will be signing autographs today at 10:30 a.m. in M301 and 304 in the Marriott.
If you want to know how to run a convention or sort of how to make a convention lurch forward, we're going to be doing a panel on that Monday, 2:30 p.m. in Cortland.
None of us will actually be on the panel because we're too busy packing up the convention
yes.
we've been running. Total solar eclipse coming to Georgia in 2017. Be ready. We warned you early about this. How early? Well, we started warning you Monday, 2:30 p.m. in room 203 in the Hilton.
And moving on to cancellations, David Hewlett will not be on Media, the Meeting of the Universes, today at 10 a.m. in the Atrium Ballroom over in the Marriott.
James Cawley will not be on web-based media. That's today at 10 a.m. in A704 of the Marriott.
Couldn't he have just dialed in using WebEx?
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't do that.
He's missing the point of this whole internet thing. Paul Smith will not be on the Pros and Cons of Icons. Pros and Cons of Icons. Monday, 10 a.m. in the Hanover F Room in the Hyatt.
And a new cancellation, the Whedonverse stars, today at 10 a.m. in Centennial 1 will not be happening.
So if you're looking for a place to nap, Centennial 1 will be excellent. Smallville Visitors to a Small Planet has been canceled, 10 a.m., Centennial 2-3 for the Stargate panel that is instead going to be taking place.
Yay. Kevin Grazier will not be on Eureka
That's
Monday, 1 p.m.
I don't think that was 2 exclamation points worth of Eureka.
Is it 2 exclamation points?
It is 2 exclamation points.
Eureka!
Much better.
Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
They call it acting. I'm not doing it. Anyway, that will not be acting or Kevin Grazier will not be Monday, 1 p.m. in the Atrium Ballroom in the Marriott.
And Kai Owen will not be on, and wait for it, Everything Doctor Who with Kai Owen and Fraser Hines today at 2:30 in the Grand Ballroom, A through F Sheraton.
A new cancellation, the 2010 wrap-up of something will not be going on today at 4 p.m. in Athens in the Sheraton.
Since?
Oh, okay, there we go.
Okay. Legal... Yay, information. Updates. Legal issues in MMO gaming has been moved from Monday to 4 p.m. to Monday 10 a.m. in the Savannah and the Sheraton.
Because what you need is more legal discussion early in the morning on Monday of con. That's when you're ready for it.
Breakfast and books moved from Monday 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in Kennesaw.
The Wheel of Time closing ceremony has been moved from today at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. instead in Kennesaw.
And track Q&A for whatever track was in the Cortland has been moved from Monday 2:30 p.m. to Monday 4 p.m. in the Cortland.
All right, so Cortland, let's... Ah, you have failed me for the last time, audience. Never hit the table with the mics. You think I've never done this before. Actually, I'm not sure I've done this before.
They think we've never done it before, actually. I think we're pretty convincing about that. And that was all of the updates, cancellations, schedule changes, etc. Right, so, for the next 23 minutes...
Stretch it out!
Let's wrap up the convention. Dane is making the pulling taffy motion. Okay, so, Daily Dragon today. Some neat stuff in here. First of all, Star Trek panel. Garrett Wang took over the programming duties for that as the director of the Trek panel. He was Ensign Kim on Star Trek Voyager. He's a complete fanboy. I met him last year before he had taken the director's job, and he's totally into it. And so I go to check on him, and he's doing one of his small sessions over at his Walk of Fame table. I walk up to Garrett Wang's table, and Garrett Wang takes a picture of me. Like, what?
I think the camera is pointed the wrong way.
I do not understand how this works. But they actually did a new pageant this year. In the past, we've run a Miss Klingon beauty pageant. I know. Oh, it's interesting. What we did this year is, much like many universes, we expanded it. So it was just a Miss Star Trek Universe panel and contest. And that gave you a wider range of costumes to throw in and potentially less weaponry and anger directed at the audience.
Yes, fewer battles.
Yes, the reigning queen of all Klingon beauty, Lucy Maria Boydston, actually thought that it was a good thing. In her Daily Dragon interview, she says, and I'm quote, "It was wonderful. Klingons are a fair and unbiased race. We love all the other races. We support the Federation of the Beauty Queens." It's hard to see inflection when you read in print. But the, let's see, runner-up was Gia Dax, also known as Dina Roth, and the winner of the first annual Star Trek Universe pageant was an Orion slave girl named Alejandra Sanchez. She was surprised and ecstatic about her victory.
I totally bought that. That was fine excitement, yes.
Well, it doesn't translate. My universal translator isn't working, so okay. It was a rough estimate.
I figured that's just Monday morning excitement. Like my Monday morning thing.
And did you guys watch Masquerade last night?
Sort of.
Yes.
Sort of?
Sort of.
Okay. You watch it on the Dragon Con TV?
Sort of.
Okay.
It was on, I guess, is what you're saying.
Sure.
Talk to me. I watched the Masquerade.
Yes, so Stephen, tell us of your Masquerade experience.
I really liked the Star Wars potato heads. Now, watching them actually try to get up on stage and maneuver around was that was one of those frightening, are we going to have another Hulk off the back of the stage moments.
We almost had a Spud trooper. As it was shown to Mr. Potato Head, dressed up like a stormtrooper. Field of vision in costumes, limited. Especially when you're wearing a giant paper mache potato. So we're looking at it, and of course what I see is over Dana's shoulder as she's technically directing the show, is I see all these tiny little monitors, all the previews, and I see all the shots that are lining up, and I'm looking at that going, those are good shots, we can use those, and I look over at the stage, and I see something that's not in the frame of the camera. Which is the potato head getting closer and closer to the front of the stage. Now, for the perspective of the audience, imagine I am a 4-foot diameter potato. Just go with it for a moment. And the people in the front row are the judges. Okay? Right. So this, like, thing, teetering, tottering tater, is about to go sideways, right shoulder of potato into Denise Crosby.
That's no moon. It takes a little moment.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
So one of the other judges gets up and basically starts pushing the potato back, going, no, 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 no. Yeah, hot potato, hot potato. So you're not on the show. Be quiet.
Listen, at this point, I'll take anybody in the show. Just stretch it out. Help us, please.
Like taffy motion.
So, yes, the potato heads were the ones. They came on. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and
I really liked this.
This will work well. And even though they had equipment failure, one of the tater arms actually broke and was kind of dangling around during the whole thing. It was actually, they pulled it off. It was a lot of fun. Also, who saw it live in the room? The camera guy can put his hand down. Really? I know, Data.
Wait, okay. This guy over here.
Okay, yay! So, crowd reaction seemed good? The crowd seemed to be into it, because I think we had a pretty full house. You enjoyed your experience? Yeah, awesome. Yeah, he seems excited. I'm sorry? Okay, nice. Who saw it? Did anybody go to the atrium for the overflow room?
That'd be zero,
okay. Who watched it in the room? How'd that turn out for you? Yay!
So definitely having it in the room is a win? You're down with that? All right, excellent.
All right, very, very nice, very, very nice. Also, we had our intro this year, which was just a bit more produced than we've had intros in the past. So the Big Hitchhiker's Guide to Dragon Con thing. There's a guy hiding behind a stack of monitors there. His name is Patrick. He put that together. So that was a lot of fun, and we really appreciate that. Yay, Patrick! He even put himself in it. Very Shyamalan type of thing to do, except we actually enjoyed the end product.
He did a blank look, and I was convinced. Oh, so, look, he's doing it again, except he's supposed to be technically directing us. Oops.
So, actually, we'd like to read through the Masquerade winners, because I think these people deserve a
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sounds good.
Holly, would you get us started off, please?
Sure. In the children's division, third place, Lego Star Wars, Brandon and Jack...
Truen?
Van Truen. I'll go with that.
Yeah. Those were cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm
all about the Star Wars costumes this time.
Absolutely.
The second place and best toddler went to Alice Grunksy for her Princess Zelda.
Yeah. And please applaud. It stretches the show out. And our best in show goes to Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender, Logan Williams.
And moving on to the adult division, best journeyman, Tauntaun and Wampa by Chip and Terry.
The best novice costume was the Steampunk Justice League. We've got a whole lot of steampunk going on this year.
Yes, we did.
I guess steampunk is like one of those things like salt. You can put it in anything.
Yeah. Steampunk is, I think at some point Starbucks is going to put it as a modifier to lattes on the menu.
Yeah.
Skinny, no-fat steampunk latte.
I'm still waiting for the steampunk squid hat. Inside joke.
Best skit was the Spartan cheerleaders, Jenny Braun, Teresa Jackson, and Jim Mossy.
Best Star Wars, Bosk. Someone's going to have to enlighten me on that.
What are the bounty hunters?
Oh, okay.
The green
She's like, okay, hunter. Whatever. Were they on the Enterprise? She'll kill me later.
After Colin. But anyway, Bosk by Dan Peterson.
The best humor and my thumbs up, the Star Wars Potato Heads, Lee Carr, Sandy Carley, Katie Carley, and Gary Carley.
Audience favorite was our mandatory wedding proposal for all masquerade entries. The Question and Sally, Francis Tommaso, and Daniel Schaefer. Or Danielle, sorry. I was reading that and I'm like, yeah, that would only be a California wedding. Okay.
Most original, Business Dragon by Augustine Fernando.
Business in the front, scaly in the back.
Best video game was Murlocs Killed SpongeBob, Lance and Sasha Blackburn.
Best in show was the yet again return of the Dragon Rider, Brian Burke, and children as miniature Dragon Riders.
And also best in show, Steampunk X-Men.
And there were...
Listen, if you'd like to see the roughly 20 Steampunk X-Men, you can see them in the Daily Dragon.
Ooh, look at that. Yeah, the online edition will probably have the color version of the photo, so that will be nice. The Steampunk X-Men, we had them last year for the first time. There were five of them.
Yeah.
And then they went into one of these expanded universe things. You ended up with like 20 of them. And they start piling them up on the stage. and they fill the entire length of the stage.
Yeah, it's like there's somewhere back there was some steampunk clown car, and they would just keep coming out and coming out and coming out.
It's actually a very small submarine right. that they popped out of. Captain Nemo's like, let's go.
Clown dirigible.
Yeah, that's just, wow. Piling out of that, they're like,
Some of them can fly. I'm sure they were fun.
Yeah. But also, once you get the winners at the end of the masquerade, you bring everybody back up on stage for the award ceremony. So the first, you know, big group they give it to are the Potato Heads. And they like, you know, beep, 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 literally back them up the ramp onto the stage.
So there's half the stage.
Yeah, and they put them over here, and then they start piling people up. And then finally you get to the best in show, Steampunk X-Men. And Dana's over there going, can we get a wider shot? I don't think that shot's wide enough. How far can we pull back? Do we have to, like, go to the back of the room? Can you pick up the tripod and go? And camera guy's like, you know, zooming all the way back out. And you couldn't see, you probably didn't get a good shot of it because they're outside of the stage lighting. So, trust me, they were good-looking costumes, though.
Yeah.
So, just, you know, one, I don't know how, and Comcast Xfinity, by the way, gave us some great prizes last night. So, normally, in the past, we've been giving out things like dealer bucks, which you take to the dealer's room and buy cool stuff. This year, we're getting dealer bucks, and the top prizes got things like video games, 37-inch LCD televisions. Yeah. So it's
but it only works with Comcast.
Yeah.
That was part of the deal.
Oh, yeah, net neutrality. Ooh, let's not talk about that. There's a whole EFF track for that. They can handle it. But the point is that through getting Comcast to sponsor the show, we're actually able to give people a really higher class prize, which I think is great,
yeah.
because these folks put in a lot of effort on their costumes. I don't know how a television's going to spit 20 ways. But they threw in, oh, we're also going to get 6 on-demand movies for free that go with it. And it's like, great. So there's 20 of them. And I want to see the X-Men sit down and try to pick a movie on movie
one
night
single
that
movie
all
that
20
they will
can
all
agree
on.
It's like, no, I think there's this comedy. Mm-hmm. It's only because Hugh Jackman's in it. Ching! Yeah.
Like, okay, we've stretched the masquerade as far as we can go. What do we do next?
We can talk about the Parsec Awards.
We can talk about the Parsec Awards.
The Parsec Awards are DragonCon's own award for the podcasting community. Steven and I are actually part of that community. So it's something near and dear to our heart, except for the fact that we didn't win anything this year. But
it's an honor to be nominated.
Thank you. But the nice thing about that is that when you, considering the caliber and quality of what's in the Parsec Awards, you're basically, okay, even if you get nominated, you're going to lose to the 4 other better podcasters in the community, which means that, okay, so even if you're only like the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th best podcaster out of the group, you probably aren't that bad.
Yeah.
So that's that whole honor to be nominated thing. There's actually some truth to it. So we can go through and talk about the winners of the podcast awards. If you've never heard of some of these folks, that's what Google's for. You can go look this stuff up because it's a very wide amount of content. Everything from basically a pocket version of a discussion you would have with a couple of friends, possibly sober, possibly not, at DragonCon. Hallway discussions about, you know, what you think about a movie or why your superhero is going to totally kick the tights out of that superhero. Or things that are more specific like skeptic science study, paranormal, a lot of comedy pieces, yeah. A lot of very, very good audio dramas and good produced short fiction. So, Allie, would you like to start us off with the Parsec winners for 2010?
Best speculative fiction story, short form, The Tank by Scott Sigler.
Sigler.
Oh yes, applaud, please. The best speculative fiction story and novella was Personal Effects, Sword of Blood by J.C. Hutchins.
Best speculative fiction story, long form, is Captain Share by Nathan Lowell.
Best speculative fiction audio drama, short form, the Metamore City podcast, Whispers in the Wood by Chris Lester.
Best speculative fiction audio drama in long form was Decoder Ring Theater by Greg Taylor.
Best speculative fiction video story is Gold Season 1 by David Nett and Andrew W. Deutsch.
Best speculative, I'm having trouble saying that word. Best speculative fiction magazine or anthology podcast, The Drabblecast, edited by Norm Sherman.
If it makes you feel any better, no one at the Parsec Awards could pronounce speculative either, so. I really want this to become like filk. It just becomes, everyone's like, speculative, and that's how it's going to be from now on. So Best New Speculative Fiction Podcaster Team is in the gloaming by Nathaniel Tapley. Oh, you get the long one.
Best Speculative Fiction Fan or News Podcast. Specific is The Signal by all these people you're going to read their names from in The Daily Dragon. There's like 20 of them. There's like a steampunk X-Men of podcasters in there.
Best Speculative Fiction Fan or News Podcast, General. Galactic Water Cooler featuring Audra, Chuck, and Sean.
Best Podcast About Speculative Fiction Content Creation is a really good one. Writing Excuses featuring Brandon Sanderson, Dan Wells, Eric James Stone, Howard Taylor, and Stacey Whitman.
Best Fact Behind the Fiction Podcast is Skeptoid featuring Brian Dunning.
Best Speculative Fiction Comedy Parody Podcast, sorry, this is spelled funny. Technical Difficulties featuring Cayenne Chris Conroy.
Considering the fact that that first word is T-E-K-N-I-K-A-L, that sort of ruins your go Google it plan for folks.
Yeah, no kidding. Sorry about that. Pick up a Daily Dragon if you want to find that one.
The Best Speculative Fiction Music Podcast is Radio Free Hipster featuring Z, which, appropriately enough, was the last award for the
Yes, Parsec it was.
So congratulations, Letter Z.
Yay, Letter Z. We love you so much. Save the best for last. All right, charity update. The Star Trek Multiverse track raised over $27,000 for the American Lupus Foundation. Playing to the audience. The total amount raised by charity for Dragon Con this weekend could break $40,000 by the end of today.
So,
congratulations.
Excellent job. Thumbs up.
That goes to the American Lupus Foundation because no matter what Fox tells you, sometimes it is lupus. It's a pretty messed up disease and it's very hard to pin down, so money for research in that is good.
Yeah.
We're going to go through some of the general announcements here because some of them are funny, but some of them are also informative. If you were participating in the Supernatural Photo Scavenger Hunt, apologies to teams that entered. Incorrect email was given to have the entries. So if you were in that and you want to get the corrected email, pick up the Daily Dragon.
So are we just going to go through?
Oh, let's go through them.
Oh, come on. Unless you got to tell me what to do.
You want to just read off the right column for 7 minutes? Go right ahead.
Okay, happy birthday to the Navigator. You are my inspiration, my heart and soul, my one and only. Have a great day from your sunshine, Angelo.
Yay, Angelo.
Yeah. There are a couple of these that are sweet. There's one here to my husband, Stefan, which is not actually my husband, just to clarify that. Happy 10B year anniversary. I'm not quite sure if that's like a tax form or what.
Actually, I think they may have wanted that to be in binary.
Ah.
Which means it's their two-year anniversary.
Yes, we're geeks. Thank you for exploring new worlds with me, Cheryl.
Happy birthday to the best hubby best hubby ever. This just chokes me up so much. I love you, Dan. XOXO. I think it's a football play from Amanda.
To my husband, Ryan. Woohoo!
There we go.
Hey, I'm reading this verbatim, so. Our third Dragon Con, my BFFE, Beffy?
Yes, I think that's short for Buffy.
Buffy, Wicked Jenny and Michael, Jeff, Walt, Brian, Chris and family, and Dimitri and his lady. Have a great con, everyone. Love you guys. Evil Brenna.
All right, I think that's the most awesome one we've done yet. I really enjoyed that.
Evil.
Welcome, Nikki, to your first con. It only took 18 years to get here. We love you and have fun. Beth and Tom Suet.
Steven. Not
me.
I'm so happy to guide you through your first Dragon Con. Definitely not him. Can't wait to go through many more with you. Love, from Sarah.
You're at the happy B-Day.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, yeah, they did this L-shaped thing. It's like a Tetris piece.
Happy B-Day, Megan. Is that Scubba Steve, happy early anniversary, 2 years and going strong, Joanna.
Joni, so happy you're getting to be a DragonCon this year. Miranda DeAker.
We'll burn through some of the rest of these. Happy birthday, Anne-Marie, and happy anniversary. You're truly the love of my life, and I'm so glad we're doing this together. Make your own jokes, kid.
Insert your own innuendo as you see fit.
And thank you, Sarah Beth, for 2 wonderful years. Only DragonCon could bring 2 crazy people like us together, Russell Cash.
Happy DragonCon, guys. Hi, Erica, Gabby, Mindy, and Sarah. I love you guys, and I'm so excited to be spending 5 fun-filled days with you. It'll be epic. Bam, said the lady. Melanie L. I think that's going to be my new catchphrase. Bam, said the lady. It's like Emerald. Bam.
Happy birthday, Eugenia Martin. We love you from Christine.
Oh, I get the fun one.
You do get the fun one.
I get the fun one, yay. For PJ, I can't wait to see the best con in the U.S. through your virgin eyes. Diva.
Which sounds like some transplant going horribly, horribly awry.
Why did you use the olive oil, doctor?
Happy birthday, Elam. Love by Belenia.
And wrapping up the announcements to Corrine and Ryan, thanks for being such good friends. Happy DragonCon from Evan. Yay for announcements.
So I'm sure someone had that announcement in the Daily Giant's like, it got read on the air.
Yes. Well, it's not like they're trying to keep it a secret. I mean, we printed like a couple thousand of these things.
I hope no one reads this thing that is widely distributed.
It's just for them, right? You're going to deliver right to their room? Yeah, of course. No problem. All right, a couple minutes left on the show. Just a quick reminder that this is the last day of DragonCon. You haven't noticed? I know.
Heavy sigh. You have to sleep sometime. They seem to be doing construction around us. We're not sure what's going on. First, there are no lights, and now there's construction. It's
like
not time to stop the con yet. It can keep going for a few more hours.
There might be zombies backstage.
It sounds like they're made out of paper or something. So, you know, giant shambling. It's the piles of signs that we've been taking down and piling up in the trash from outside of all the track rooms. They've turned into a monster and are coming to get us. Ooh, scary.
They're coming to take us away.
Ooh, hee ha.
Thank you.
Playing along at home. Wait, no. It's not time to leave yet. All right, so there's still events going on today. In this room, after a couple of panels, we're going to have our first DragonCon Has Talent contest. That should be different.
See, I was really hoping Arc Attack was going to come back and crush everybody.
Then flip the switch, something will have, like, gotten rattled during shipping, and poof.
Maybe this happened to the lights. Arc Attack took out the lights. Tesla coils, oops.
But also, on your way out of town, just remember, one, take all your belongings with you, please, you know, because Lost and Found shuts down when we all go home. Also, take good memories with you. I would recommend a little bit of, you know, just cropping on your photos, maybe a little bit of color correction. Red eye removal, be careful with that, because some of the people actually are supposed to have red eyes. So don't use that too aggressively. And get some darn sleep. Eat a good meal. Eat something that didn't come in a wrapper. Out of a vending machine. Don't buy a $12 hot dog for a couple of days.
Eat something that was not cooked under a heat lamp. And drive safely and perhaps slowly. It is still Labor Day weekend, and
yes.
The cops are looking for you.
Yes, Georgia has a lot of friendly people that they'd like to come and talk to. However, they're all dressed up like police. So
that is not a costume.
No, it's not. And outside of the hotel, there is no peace bonding of weapons. So just remember that. All right, so. Allie, Stephen, we're going to wrap up real quick. Final thoughts on our DragonCon 2010?
Dalmatian printed underwear, probably not a good thing to walk around in, even if it is 2 o'clock on Monday morning.
That goes into the category of consider pants.
Yes.
Just a pro tip, consider pants.
We all love pants.
I really enjoyed the fact that we had a Tauntaun sack race this
yes.
year. So I don't know how many of you knew. One of the jokes that Think Geek did was for April Fools was a Tauntaun sleeping bag, and it was so popular that they ended up making it, and then some of the folks that we knew put together a Tauntaun sack race that Think Geek ended up sending them some Tauntaun sacks to be racing in there.
Yeah.
So Tauntaun sack race is awesome.
I didn't get the chance to see it. Hopefully there are some pictures. That'll all end up online, I'm sure. Also, if you're enjoying the DragonCon TV, all that stuff is going to be uploaded. A few of the new bits are up now, but we produced, I'm not kidding, over an hour of material for you guys, and aren't getting paid for it. We have to rethink this very, very hard. But that'll be
at
DragonHunting.com. All right, so we didn't have a chance to do our contest today due to some technical issues. Mostly us going, oh yeah, there was a contest today. But we do have a few things to hand out to people who are early enough to show up. Not enough for everyone. We didn't bring enough to share. Sorry. But we'll make sure a few of you get some more stuff to take home. For Allie and Steven, my name is Brian. We've got Dana running technical direction. We've got Patrick running more direction of the technical. All the tech ops people up there making sure that we sound at least not too bad, if not actually really good. There's only so much they can do to fix us. Master Control has been staffed by, who was up there yesterday? I forgot to look, but Darius is up there this morning. Who was up there yesterday?
Darius.
Yeah, who was up there yesterday? Tracy. Tracy was up there yesterday. So Darius and Tracy have been helping us Master Control, which means you people in the rooms, pack up. It's time to go home. My name is Brian. Thanks, and we'll see you next year.
Have a good rest of the con. Yay! We're done.